At the Bob Muscatel Show, we welcome in our buddy Dan Schlossberg, terrific author. He's written so many great baseball books, including the new Baseball Bible, which is just outstanding, folks. It should be at your side if you're a baseball fan. So much in there. Every time you open it, no matter what page, you're gonna find a tidbit that you probably didn't know about before. And also his brand new book, a revision of When the Braves Ruled the Diamond. And it's a revised edition because, well, last year the Braves ruled the diamond. So it's revised, and you should latch onto it, and you can, at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you can find Dan right here once a week with us here at The Bobby Show. Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. Great to be talking with you again.
And with you as well. We've got baseball under our belts now, so that's always a good thing. And we're going to talk a little Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which I've been down there. It's a great location, and you've been there, I'm sure, many times, right?
Oh, I've been there. It's really beautiful. It's right on the ocean, and it's got a great variety of things to see and do.
Yeah, and 60 miles of beaches. I mean, you know, 14 communities down there made up of 60 miles of Atlantic coast beaches, and just beautiful down there.
And, you know, I live by the slogan, if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah.
All the beaches are free, and that's fabulous.
Yeah, and you wrote in your notes, unlike New Jersey, and obviously that's spoken like a true New Jerseyite. And you got a lot of hotels, a lot of rooms to choose from. Boy, there's no shortage of places to stay when you book a trip down to Myrtle Beach.
And that's great. It's really a family destination, but it appeals to singles, honeymooners, seniors, girls' getaways, vacationers with different needs, and, of course, different price ranges. And that's why there are 425 hotels with 100,000 rooms, a total of 160,000 accommodations of all types when you throw in campgrounds for RVs, small B&Bs, and big resort hotels. Everything is there.
Yeah, you know, when you think about escaping down there, you think about hotels and motels and, you know, big places to stay, but you don't normally think about campgrounds. But that's good to know for those who might be RVing it sometime soon. And a great family destination. If you want to bring the kids down, you can really save some money on a trip down to Myrtle Beach.
And once again, one of my favorite things is to rent a house because you get more bang for your buck that way,
yeah.
More room to spread out. It's really great if you're going for an extended stay.
Yeah, and I've said this many times. I've been to South Carolina. If you can't find a mini golf course or a regular golf course, you're just not looking hard enough, because that is the capital for golf down there in South Carolina, right?
It really is. There are 35 miniature golf courses more than 100 regulation golf courses. So if you're a golfer, you can have spring training at the miniature golf courses and then regular season at the regular golf courses.
I like that, spring training. That's right. Then you can move up to the majors. That's right. And while you're golfing, obviously, you can look up and see 360 different species of birds and look down and see a bunch of alligators that are thriving nearby as well. It's a great habitat for both, right?
Well, as Archie Bunker once said about walking on the sidewalk in New York, you don't know whether to look up or look down because of the birds or the animals on the sidewalk. But yes, 360 species of birds and alligators that thrive in benign climate where warm weather comes sooner and lasts longer.
Yeah, and Myrtle Beach Airport is now expanding. I see in your notes 50 nonstop flights and just 1 mile from the ocean. So, man, great place to fly into, and it's very convenient.
Very much so, and I love direct flights. I do not like connections because I just don't trust them. So if you can fly directly into Myrtle Beach, that's fabulous.
Yeah, a lot of festivals going on down there. Take everybody through a couple.
Well, there's the Carolina Music Festival, a really big deal. That's going to be in June, and I recommend to our listeners that they Google that, Carolina Music Festival. There's also something called the Chicken Bog Festival,
mm-hmm.
And that one you have to Google also just to find out what that means.
kind of curious myself. Once we're off the phone, I think that's the first thing I'm going to do. And also a great place for sports. I mean, you know, not just golf, but if you want to do some hiking and biking, etc., water sports, man, that's a hotbed for all of it.
Well, again, it's the climate. You can do things outside almost all year long, hiking, biking, water sports, parasailing, kayaking, jet skiing, you name it, you can do it. And if you just like a calm boat ride, you can do that too.
Yeah, and great amusement parks and water parks and everything. And listen, if you're bringing the family down, that's a big key, because that kind of is a built-in babysitter for a day. You know, it's nice to be able to bring the kids to a couple of these spots, right?
Very much so. There are 7 live theaters for the adults and maybe for some of the older kids. And there are go-karts, a steamboat ride, even a Ripley's Believe It or Not, all kinds of shows and water parks. They've got it all in Myrtle Beach. But also, you know, if you love culture, it's also a land of art, Bob. And I was very surprised to find this out. There's an art trail, an art museum, an art in the park, and a huge sculpture garden in Myrtle Beach.
And great music. Obviously, it's a hotbed for country music down there. But they've got a lot of other things to enjoy if you're a music fan, right?
Modern rock, symphony orchestra, too. And a seasonal schedule, by the way, in that symphony orchestra. But this is the season for Myrtle Beach, spring through fall.
Very good. And a great place to get around from one spot to another. Great location. You got the intracoastal waterway and great marshes to see. Really, it's a fun location. It really is. If you haven't been, folks, you really ought to go. When was the last time you were down in that direction, Danny?
Oh, it's been a few years, but, you know, things have only gotten bigger and better. And the best thing about Myrtle Beach to me, as a person in his 70s, I enjoy the quiet, too. So Serenity Now is a good place for me.
Yes, Serenity Now. A lot of history down there, really, and, you know, some great hotels. They've got a million-dollar oceanfront hotel built back in the roaring 20s. That sounds like fun.
And that's really when Myrtle Beach started, with that hotel. And so it's 86 years old and going strong.
Excellent. Now, if people want some further information, and I love that you include this kind of a thing, a little website here, visitmyrtlebeach.com, great place to go. I did it right before you and I took air, and really, it's a beautiful location. You get to see a lot about what Myrtle Beach is really all about.
And we should spell it, too. It's M-Y-R-T-L-E, just so our listeners know.
Yeah, just in case you have a Myrtle in your family that's not spelled M-Y-R-T-L-E. So visit Myrtle.
It rhymes with turtle, but it's actually Myrtle.
Yes, that's right. Visit MyrtleBeach.com. So check it out, folks. I've been, and it's a beautiful place to go. And it should be on your list of places to go. And if we've given you on Travel Thursdays a few locations over these past several months and years, we're happy about that. Danny, always bringing something to the table. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Travel Thursdays here at 1420 AM and 97.3 FM WLIS and 1150 AM and 105.3 FM WMRD. We've got personality.